What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
You know, I'm going to continue to go with the cattle market. I mean, we continued last week where we saw the cattle hit contract highs just about each session. A cattle on feed report that continues to show low placements. Actually, the number of cattle on feed, the lowest that we've seen in 31 months. And also, we were able to close the live cattle market, put its highest weekly close in since 2015. So the cattle market certainly is seeing a little bit of strength. Cattle on feed report continues to show that we are reducing the herds. We're not building the herds. So that, I think, will continue to help support this market as we start 2023.
So what's on the other side of the ledger? What's not hot?
You know, that's a tough one to kind of pick right now. We're going into the holiday season where everything's trading a little bit lackluster at best. You know, I'd have to go with weather. That's the one thing that everybody's complaining about and probably the least on everybody's wish list right now, as we're seeing winter storms, generational storms, all the way across most of the continental U.S. But we're also seeing it in South America as well, as they did pick up some rains over the weekend, not enough to help save the crop. But it will push soybean planting along a little bit, but we're still looking at hot and dry coming into play this week.
Volume has to be very thin with this week between Christmas and New Year's. Do you see some positioning that takes place here as we go into the end of the year as well?
Most definitely. I mean, we're going to be looking at a lot of the funds and a lot of the traders evening up positions as they get to the close to the year end. You know, we're going to be seeing, you know, 4 days of trading now, full four sessions. I do expect to see light trading, and what we do see, I think, is going to be tied to traders evening up ahead of the year end and then looking at repositioning after the first of the year.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.